Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership. Meaner than a junkyard dog.
Now Leroy, he'll gamble. Terry Woods from Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Speaking of that, let's go right to the Broomfield store where we are joined by Donnie Coxie. Good morning, Donnie.
Yeah, good morning, Terry.
You know, it's a good transition. We were just talking about rifle calibers and how they apply to hunting, and in Colorado, we're fortunate enough to have a season that comes before the regular rifle season, and that's the muzzleloader season. And a lot of people are getting into the more primitive types of hunting, like archery and muzzleloader. You get to hunt at different times, and it also provides a different challenge. But I think the muzzleloader one baffles people sometimes. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about choosing gear if you don't have any, and if you do have any, how do you refine it a little bit? First of all, are there certain regulations you have to follow when you buy a muzzleloader type firearm in Colorado?
Yeah, Terry, I think this is an important point. A lot of states offer different things with the primitive seasons and the primitive weapons. For Colorado, they have chosen that you cannot use any pellet substitutes for powder. You must use the powder that is loose, and then also you cannot use a scope on your rifle, and you cannot use sabotaged bullets. So Colorado has chose to keep it primitive, and I think that's a good choice.
I do too, because you're not, if you're going to hunt muzzleloader, you don't want to turn that muzzleloader into a high-powered ballistic rifle that just loads a little differently. You want it to truly be a muzzleloader experience. So if I come in, do I have to spend a lot of money to get a decent muzzleloader firearm?
No, and I mean, relatively speaking, to a centerfire weapon, hunting in the rifle seasons, you can get a muzzleloader for the whole setup, for under $500. I mean, you're ready to go, and you've got all the equipment you need for the season, and you got some very good equipment at that.
So, and is it difficult to choose? Now, somebody comes in, I come in, I've never shot a muzzleloader. I've hunted big game with rifles and bow. I've do a lot of target shooting, but I've never shot a muzzleloader. So what kind of questions do you need to ask me first?
Okay, so when I'm dealing with a guy that's just getting into muzzleloader shooting, one of the things that we mentioned was you can't use a scope with a muzzleloader. So you're using an open or an iron sight, and that would be like a peep-type sight or a buckhorn-type sight or an iron sight. So one of the first things I'm going to do, especially for a Colorado hunter, is I'm going to hand him several rifles, and I'm going to have him point it at somewhere in the store, maybe one of our animal targets or one of our round signs. And what I'm looking for is to see how well that guy mounts that gun and see how well it lines up with him with the sights, because quick sight acquisition is huge when you're in the field. And so I want one that fits him well. That's where I'm going to start, so that it points really well. So like if he threw it up, closed his eyes and threw it up, and he opened his eyes, boy, he's looking right down them sights, because once again, it's a primitive weapon, and you have to use these open sights. So that's the first place I'm going to start.
Now, if I've got a muzzleloader rifle already, or I've just bought one, how difficult is it for me to pick out ammunition and load? Because, you know, if I go buy a big game cartridge, it's going to have the load, it's going to have the lead, it's going to have everything, and I know I'm buying one piece. Now, I have to mix and match. How difficult is that? And take me through the process a little bit.
Sure, and this would probably be the next step. So some of these things are narrowed down for us by regulations with the state. For instance, you cannot use anything under a 40 caliber for deer or antelope or bear. And for elk, you cannot use anything under a 50 cal. So that limits my choice right there. If I'm hunting deer or antelope or bear, I know I have to have a 40 cal or better. If I'm hunting elk, I have to have a 50 cal or better. And then from there also there's regulations on bullet size. With a 50 cal shooting for elk, you can't have a bullet under 170 grains, so I know I need to move up from there. From there, what I'm going to point out is some of the bullets we have here in the store, which are very good bullets. Some are by Thompson Center, and they're called a Maxi Ball. And then I'm also have a more conventional type conical bullet, and they're by Power Belt. And there's two different styles of power belts. There's just the regular copper arrow tip, and then there's also their Platinum Premium, which is a more hard bullet for some of the faster new rifles. So right away I'm going to say, what are you hunting? And then we're going to go over and we're going to look at the bullets that match for the game that they're going to be hunting.
Now, do I have to learn how to load for that bullet too? What about the powder and how much to put in and those things?
Yeah, and so this is also important, too. So just quickly, there's going to be two powder choices generically. There's really three, but there's two that are most popular. And obviously, it's a black powder weapon, and they were designed for black powder, projectile ignition. So what we have at the store, though, is we have what's called a 777, which is a black powder substitute. It's a very clean burning powder, and it doesn't. It's non-corrosive, so you don't have to clean your weapon right away. We also offer Pyrodex stuff, which is a sulfur base and closer to original black powder. Now, this stuff is more corrosive, and it does need cleaning, but it is a very good powder. Now, in mentioning that, and I hope everyone's listening that's a muzzleloader, that shoots them, on your rifle, you're going to see it's going to designate whether it's a Magnum rifle or not a Magnum rifle. And if it's a Magnum rifle, it'll say up to 150 grains. Now, when it says 150 grains, that's speaking of black powder or a black powder substitute like RS, sulfur base. But for 777, 120 grains is equivalent to 150. You do not want to put more than 120 or you've overloaded your gun.
So there's a lot to learn, but it sounds like you can get into it pretty well. Does the bullet you choose and the load you choose make, do you have to kind of decide how far I'm going to shoot, what kind of terrain I'm going to hunt in? Does that affect it quite a bit?
You know, it does, but with the open sights, your effective range is really out to about 100 yards, and that's one of the reasons why I like some of the regulations in Colorado. I'm always in my effective range if I'm shooting 100 yards or less. My bullets will perform at those ranges, almost all the bullets that we offer. But what I do suggest is you're working up your load, you're just getting started out, is to pick the bullet that you think is going to be best for the game that you're going to hunt. And we can help you here at the store. And then pick the propellant that you would like, whether it's RS or 777. And then what you're going to do is get you, like I like to start out with like three or four targets at like 30 to 50 yards, pretty really close. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out, let's say, at 110 grains of powder, and I'm going to do three shots, clean it every single time, three shots, see what my group is. Then I'm going to go to 100 and maybe 20 grains, and depending on the powder that I'm using, and I'm going to move up the scale. And when I find that group come together for my rifle, it likes this much powder with this bullet, then that's my load. Now I'm going to sight it in at, you know, up to 100 yards, to make sure I'm dead center, but that's my load because my gun really likes that bullet and that charge.
It really is important to shoot different bullets and different charges when you're starting out with a muzzle loader to find out what performs in your rifle and the way you shoot. Good place to know. I know Colorado Clays here has a muzzle loader availability on their rifle range, and I'm sure there's others, but it really is important to shoot that and shoot the load you're going to hunt with, isn't it?
Yeah, and I encourage everyone to plan on spending a day or whatever it takes and do some experimentation, and by picking good quality components and spending some time doing the steps that we just talked about, you're going to come up with a load that shoots really good out of your gun. And you can't say enough about you know, your confidence level in the field. My gun is really shooting well, and that's really helpful for the hunter. Plus, you get time over your weapon to get used to it, to get comfortable with it, to get used to loading it and how what that feels like, and to shoot that weapon so you get accustomed to it and, you know, you really become comfortable with your weapon.
Donnie, we got to go, but if you're at the Broomfield store, if people wanted to come and talk to you, I know you work in different departments. Tell them where the Broomfield store is located.
Okay, so we're at 5005 West 120th Avenue, and basically we're on the corner of Sheridan 120th, and we're on the northeast corner. And folks can come on in to our hunting department. They can ask for me, or they can ask for any of our hunting guys. We've got a giant selection of loading equipment, and we have weapons by CVA and by Thompson, and we can walk them through this and help them get started so that they're, you know, they have all the equipment they need to get out at the range. And I really like Colorado Clays. That's a great place to shoot, and they can, and we can help them with targets so they can get set up, and so that they know that their gun is shooting very well with a bullet and a load that will be good for the game they're hunting.
All right, my friend, thank you. We'll get you back on again soon. Thanks for all that great insight.
All right, thank you, Terry.
Thank you. Donnie Coxey from Jack's Outdoor Gear. We'll take a quick time out, and we're going to have a mystery author guest join us on 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.